Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Monday, April the 4th. It's National Vitamin C Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by the Big V, who are marketing their new brand of chewable vitamins, calling them vitamins. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Not a bad day at all. Currently 4 degrees, working our way up to a high of 6 today under a mix of sun and cloud. Tamik, as we said before, you can put away your shovel, but do get out your gopher wood because it's going to be a rainy, rainy week ahead. And on National Vitamin C Day, we shout out to the best vitamin for friendship, B1. And I'd also like to shout out to my daughter, Sonia, who's certainly not listening now. But a friend of mine came to the door asking for nutrients. Sonia asked me what to do, and I said, don't just stand there, bite him in.
Well, on National Vitamin C Day, we recognize the gazillion ways vitamin C is good for a body, mind, and soul. This powerhouse of a vitamin not only wards off a cold, but benefits us in several important ways. Regular intake of vitamin C can lower the risk of heart disease and reduce blood pressure. It's amazing for our skin and hair. What's more incredible is that it's abundantly present in some of our favorite foods. Tomatoes, oranges, bell peppers, and lemons, to name a few. You know, vitamin C gives me so much energy, it really should be called vitamin A+. My buddy Bob found out he's been happier since he changed from coffee in the morning to orange juice. His doctor explained that it's probably the vitamin C in natural sugars, but I think it's the vodka. Let's listen in on Tunes with Tamik. What do we go with today? I found a song, Vitamins, by Kaveen. The lyrics are a bit dodgy, though.
Yeah, again, vitamins, for whatever reason, seems to be a euphemism for other things. So going with the good old song by the artist Vitamin C called Graduation. And it is a bit of a hokey song. However, there's a little spot in there that kind of waxes poetic about a lot of us right now in our lives. So it goes, as we go on, we remember all the times we had together. And as our lives change, come whatever, we will still be friends forever. So if we get the big jobs and we make the big money, when we look back now, will that joke still be funny? Yes, it actually will still be funny. Will we still remember everything we learned in school? No, you won't. Still be trying to break every single rule. As we go on, we remember all the times we had together. And as our lives change, come what meant, whatever, we will still be friends forever. So that is the original Graduation song from Vitamin C. You know what? It's not just about graduating from schools. For those of us retiring, moving on to, you know, hopefully greener pastures. But that's the way it is, right? When you're leaving one big thing to go to another, that's what we all wonder, right? Are we still going to be connected in some way? If not in reality, in the memory of the times that we had together. So keep that in mind, Paul. Don't just leave us like that. Okay? Well, stick around for a minute.
Hey, well, that was pretty chipper.
There you go.
Pretty, graduating from one thing to the next, that's excellent. So we'll get that added to the playlist, and it's in the show notes. So let's slide into Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by Kmart. In the spring, they're getting ready for their new clean deliveries with Kurt Warehouse. What inspiration can you share with us today, Venturo?
You know what? It's a beautiful Monday morning. And this morning when I woke up, I didn't feel so well at all. I didn't even want to get out of bed. And, you know, this morning I was thinking about all the people that are going through the struggles of life. They probably have lost someone. They're going through some kinds of change that they're just dreading right now, and they're hating the change, and they're just not happy. And I just want to say some words of encouragement to these people out there. And the first one is, you are enough. And this too shall pass. It might be long, but it won't be forever. And just think about the positives in your life and find somebody to talk to. And just remember that you are strong and you are powerfully and awesomely made. That's it. From Ventures with Venturo.
That's awesome. And a healthy dose of the wise guys and girl can't hurt either.
For sure.
All right, I already feel better. Wow, that's fantastic. I was mulling over this email that I've got to reply to, and I was getting a bit... but I'm feeling a lot better now. Because this too shall pass. It's time for Monday's mystery.
Okay, you know, I don't know about you, but I just have to wonder about the scientists that came up with this whole notion of naming vitamins in the first place. I mean, think about it. They start off vitamin A, vitamin B, and then somebody goes, whoa, 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 slow down. You're going way too fast. Oh, okay, let's correct that. Vitamin B1, 2, 3, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, I think we're okay. Vitamin C, you're good to go. Vitamin C, vitamin D. Vitamin E. Whoa, hang on. All right, we need a big break here. Okay. Vitamin A. Oh, hang on. Oh, we've run out. There's no more vitamins. Damn it. All right. So, what a mystery. Who was the genius that thought of that sequence? I think we should revisit.
It was the same one who did the rooming assignments here.
Yeah, apparently. Door 9.5 and 9.75. And yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, come on down and visit us, everybody, if you can find the main entrance. Maybe require a little bit of Harry Potter logic to get in here. Hey, that is it for us today. Thanks to our fans and friends for joining us again this week, everybody. Have a super Monday. Hey, and this week, the Big V is starting its coloring contest. Send in your completed Crusader pictures, and you could win a date in the delivery van with Greg. Oh, that doesn't sound so right.
1G or 2?
That's Greg, 1G or 2Gs. You know, G-R-E-G. That's the Big V, Greg, not the Sears Greg.
What type of Crusader are you drawing here? I don't know. I think that's a little...
Well, they call it the Crusader, but it really looks like a rabbit. Anyway, check out the Big V's Twitter feed for your copy of the picture. And again, you could win a day in the delivery van with Greg.
Yeah, no, yeah. Speaking of rabbit, that was the whole thing about the naming thing again. You know, carrots. Why didn't they call that the orange?
Oh, that's a good one, sir. Hey, we got to get out of here. You know, we got people to see, emails to reply to. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.